The following program is sponsored by Brainstorm Media.
HealthWatch KC is brought to you by Health Plus, the natural and holistic approach to better health. Prime Sleep, where your sleep is our prime concern. And by the legendary Jess and Jim Steakhouse and RC's Chicken in Martin City. There's always a great meal waiting for you in Martin City.
It's HealthWatch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather on KCMO.
Man, this show is costing me a lot of money. It is costing me all kinds of money.
Well, quit going to visit all our guests.
We have to. I got to be there. I want to find out. I bought a $1 million pair of glasses today from our optometrist guy.
I think it's awesome that he took advantage of you with your eyes dilated. Hey, look at these over here.
That's what they do. They dilate your eyes, and then they go, would you pick out any frames? And I go, I can't see the prices. And they go, exactly.
Is that the set you have right there?
No. This is a $10 pair from Walmart.
Because I thought those only looked like they're worth $500,000.
And they asked me, you know it's bad when they go, do you want to pay it all today, or do you want to just pay half? I said, just for the one lens?
Great. Good.
Thank you, Dr. Doug. Dr. Rich Prather is here. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
We got our good buddy, Gary Carey, back from Prime Sleep.
Guys, always good to be here with you.
Man, this is always so much fun with you guys, and especially now because I had no idea it was National Sleep Awareness Month. I looked at the calendar. I go, well, yep.
Here he is.
It's a pretty big deal.
I didn't buy a card. I didn't get a gift. National Sleep Awareness. Well, it's especially good for you guys, or especially big for you guys, because that's all you're about.
It is. It is all we're about. Yeah. And you know what? We think it's important. We know that there's a sleep epidemic in terms of people not getting enough sleep, and it's having an effect on all kinds of things. And so we're trying to help people sleep better. That's what we're about. Your sleep is our prime concern.
10 locations in Kansas City. And
yes.
and you get your support system. I mean, it's so scientific that I couldn't screw it up, right?
Well, it's we lean into our system to help people get the right support factor, and we've got a staff of highly trained sales associates.
Yep.
We don't pay them on commission because we want to be an ally, not an adversary. And they're trained by people like we're going to have on the show today, Corinna Renweiler, who is from Tempur-Pedic and does their national sales training. And just full of amazing stuff. But she's going to be with us today.
Tempur-Pedic, which is one of the best beds in the world. That's what I sleep on. It's the Cadillac, isn't it?
It's a fantastic product.
Yeah.
And it's America's most recommended bed.
Corinna, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for being on with us. This is good stuff.
Yes, my pleasure.
So is Tempur-Pedic doing anything for a National Sleep Awareness Month?
You know, we are always kind of out in stores. We are always communicating with customers about the importance of sleep, and we definitely put an extra focus on it for National Sleep Awareness Month.
Yeah, and you guys do such a great job, and we'll get into that in another segment, but you guys do such a great job of working with some great companies like Prime Sleep. Tell us what your association is with Prime Sleep, and what is your kind of perception of what they do best?
You know, I think one thing that Prime Sleep does really well is they really kind of make the buying process simple. There are a lot of mattresses out there. There are a lot of options. And sometimes it can be kind of hard to figure out what type of mattress that you need and what level of support that you need. And Prime Sleep has an excellent system that makes it simple, it makes it easy, and it makes it very prescriptive about what mattresses you should try and what the right support factor is for you.
Well, the choices. Gary, tell your story about you were talking to a woman about trying to buy a mattress.
Well, absolutely. I mean, to go out to the store, she gets into a store. There's 80 choices. She went to think about it. She went back to the store and couldn't remember which bed she wanted to get.
From which department.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she came over to Prime Sleep, and we just made it pretty simple. You know, our good friends at Tempur-Pedic and Corinna can probably tell more than I can about this. They've been on a research project to say what's really going on with the customer journey. And what they found, some interesting things, just pretty new here. The average customer, the journey between deciding they want to start looking for a bed and getting it, 211 days on the average.
Wow.
Okay. And so.
Wow.
And then the horrifying thing, these are people that think they need a new bed. They know they need it. 64%, 2 out of 3 of them, abandon the search. And why?
They just give up.
They give up. They get out there and they start looking at all these websites. Maybe they go to a mattress store. They see 100 beds. They don't know what to do. And what people want is they just want it to be simple.
Right.
They want it to be less stressful. You know, they want to find somebody that they can rely on, that they can trust. And so, you know, and our brand is really created just for that, and with great partners like our friends at Tempur-Pedic. But this research is interesting in terms of that, especially during this particular month where we're trying to focus on, hey, folks, you're not sleeping well enough.
See, Randy, all my years of practicing, I never had a place to send my patients.
Right.
They would constantly ask me, what should I do about my bed? My mattress is hurting me.
I mean,
and I honestly didn't have
a
solution for them. And I'm a chiropractor.
That's a perfect question to ask you.
Well, exactly.
So now you send them.
What am I going to do? Send them off and let them get harassed by some salespeople store somewhere? This is now the solution I have.
But you can't tell somebody what bed they should buy.
No, but I get that ask. I get the ask all day long.
Right.
I don't have the answer.
But the good thing now is you said in Prime Sleep.
Yeah,
they can tell you exactly
what you need.
Not you know what Ed the sales guy thinks.
No,
it's exactly.
We're not trying to move every mattress that just showed up off the truck.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
We get the hot new one in today.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, and what's really great about our partners at Tempur-Pedic is they really understand support. And Corinna can probably talk a little bit about that in terms of how they manufacture their beds. Because all of us, listen, there's no one right bed for everybody in the world.
Yeah, Tempur material is a little unique, and it certainly focuses on support. Tempur material, it's different than memory foam. It responds to the weight and the warmth of your body, and it actually becomes softer where there's more contact, like in your shoulders and hips, to provide deep levels of pressure relief. And it remains a little bit firmer in your lower back and side where you curve away to give you a higher level of support. So you get kind of this duality of the material that focuses on pressure relief, support, kind of the two things that you need to get a really good night's sleep.
Corinna, did you know that a giraffe only needs 1.9 hours of sleep a day?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We thank Gary for that. Gary
gave us some amazing stats. That is just it.
There's some fun stuff in here.
Within 5 minutes of waking up, 50% of your dream is forgotten.
Oh,
that's probably good most nights, right?
The nightmares I remember completely. It's really great stuff though. And then the animal. I thought this was fascinating. The animal that needs the most sleep is a brown bat that needs 19.9 hours a day.
I must be
a brown bat.
It's like one of my brothers.
Yeah, the brown bat.
But then there's some serious stuff here, too. And if you look at some studies, one out of three people report being drowsy or falling asleep while driving. I mean, that's a serious problem.
Truckers.
And that's what we're trying to do with National Sleep Awareness is saying, hey, folks, this isn't, you know, it can be dangerous.
Right.
Especially at risk are college students. These people are essentially
The
walking zombies. Mm-hmm. They don't sleep.
Med students. My daughter's dating a guy that's a third year resident at Cedars-Sinai. And I mean, he gets no sleep.
Yeah. This one gets me. The 6 in 10 healthcare professionals do not feel
we've talked about this.
That they have enough time to have a discussion with their patients about insomnia
during
a regular office visit.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder, how often does somebody just kind of wander around not even knowing what to do if it's not even being addressed?
Why don't you put a clinic in every Prime Sleep location?
Sleep
just a one-stop shop, right? Okay, well, I adjusted your back. There's your bed.
There you go. That's a great idea. We'll get on that immediately.
Exactly.
You know, one of the other facts we learned recently, and, you know, man, we want to think we're the highest order of animals on the planet, but man is the only mammal that willingly delays sleep. I mean, that's the kind of decisions we make. All other mammals go to sleep when they're tired.
And smart
we just
enough to...
See, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I never really even thought about that.
Well, this is interesting. You know, and we want to have Corinna back on another show and find out some more about Tempur-Pedic, of course. But Corinna, thank you for being here. And more, 10 locations in Kansas City, about to be 11?
Well, we're working on our 11th. We just opened our 10th. Glad you brought it up.
At Merriam.
We're over at Merriam Town Center.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And we have more locations in Kansas City. We're the most convenient place to buy Tempur-Pedic.
Well,
because we've got stores all over town.
And if you're questioning about anything, go to Prime Sleep first. Go to Prime Sleep first.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's all you have to do. Primesleep.com is where you can find all the locations. Gary, thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll be right back here on HealthWatch KC. on KCMO.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're listening to Health Watch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather.
Yeah, some good stuff. We got some good stuff on the show today, Rich.
How wonderful guests we've had.
Yeah, some great guests and people that you'd never heard about, that you need to hear about.
I'm always so fascinated to have Gary Carey on here to learn more about beds.
I am too.
Because I feel like I get to now share that with patients.
Yeah, people talk to you about that all the time.
Oh,
so
all
you
the time.
You have to...
For 10 years, I didn't have anyone to, any place to send somebody.
Right. Yeah.
And now, you know, I recommend go to Prime Sleep and get fitted for the support factor.
That's fantastic. Yeah. They do something over there that nobody else does.
Oh, I've never heard anyone do this.
And they've got this perfected system. It's just such a cool deal. I did it.
Well, how wonderful that you could get a blended bed. One side is for you. One side is for your sleep partner, your spouse.
Right.
It's perfect. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, and you don't have to adjust it. You don't have to.
A friend of mine said the other day they got a brand new bed.
Yeah.
But she had to compromise for her husband to get what he wanted. Well,
what does that mean?
Well, they got the bed that he wanted.
Oh.
She's not comfortable on it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. That's not good.
That doesn't work.
No.
How long will that last?
I don't know.
Hey, talking about patients, I want you to tell this story, and I haven't heard the story yet, but about a guy that came to you with low back pain.
Low back pain, yeah. This happened last week. He came in, and he was complaining of pain running down his leg. Mm. And at our office, we routinely do a lot of things that most chiropractors don't do, and one of them is that we do a UA, a urinalysis. So I was suspicious of where he was pointing in his low back. He was pointing more to his flank, not... true low back.
So you're thinking kidney?
So I was thinking kidney, but then I found out he drank over 12 Mountain Dews a day. So
that is my sister, Tony.
Yeah.
Well, I'm serious.
Yeah. Not good.
That's no, horrible. Not good.
So the UA came back with...
Except she's diet Mountain Dew.
Well, not much better, but came back with high glucose and protein in his urine. So we knew he had a kidney infection. His blood pressure was through the roof, like 200.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, at 97. And his glucose was just off the chart.
Right.
And so we knew we had kidney problems,
yep,
which were probably causing the high blood pressure. And we were diabetic, which he had gone to a doctor 2 weeks previous when he had hurt his back. Now, he actually does have a back problem.
Right.
But that's completely secondary now to his whole body's in trouble.
Did he know he was diabetic?
No. Had no idea. Went to the doctor. The doctor did not look at anything, prescribed him some pain meds and some muscle relaxers. Did not order an x-ray. Did not actually go over a history with
him
whatsoever.
Which is very common.
I wish it wasn't, but it was. So, you know, we stopped him in his tracks, said, hey, look, I know your back's hurting. and it is.
Right.
But we've got way bigger fish to fry at this point.
Right.
We've got to change this around because if you continue, you're going to shorten your birthdays by quite a bit.
Yeah.
You can't function this way. Hmm. He's a young guy, probably 43, 44.
Wow.
Yeah. So
none of those other things had appeared to him with some other kind of symptoms or anything that he noticed?
No, he really wasn't aware of his situation. Oh, well, you know, my parents are diabetic.
Right.
Okay. So the 12 Mountain Dew plus a day seemed like a good idea.
12 Mountain Dew. But, you know, I kind of get the feeling that that's not a real uncommon story.
It's not. That's to the extreme.
Yeah. Right.
But yes, but a lot of people don't realize what they're putting in or what's going on, or they don't see the signs or symptoms. Oh, well, you know, that kind of always hurts down there.
Right.
Well, that's kind of like the red light going off in your car.
And you're getting used to the pain. So here's the other thing, Rich, because Health Plus, where you work, that's the thing that kind of opens your eyes to a lot of different things. I mean, in terms of your health, in terms of what you eat and drink and put in your body and, you know, the hormones. And we'll talk about some of this with Dr. David Clark, who's coming on. But it really does a lot more than just cure your problem. You find the root of the problem. And then you kind of, now you're open to everything.
Well, look at this situation we just talked about. He came in for one thing and completely 180'd into a much more important issue.
Wow.
So it is important to go get checked out. We'll say with your doctor, but find somebody who's going to do a thorough exam and look at you.
Well, and, you know, we had Dr. Doug, your optometrist friend, on a couple of weeks ago. I went today to have my my exam.
Sure.
And he's showing me all this technology that we kind of touched on during the show.
Yeah.
But the things that they can detect now by examining your vision, they can tell if you're diabetic. Yeah. They can tell if you're in risk of a stroke.
What? How cool is that?
It's unbelievable. Things,
With an eye exam.
Yeah. They had a, he told me a story of a kid that was, there's a very small percentage of kids that end up with some kind of colon problem. They have to have a colonoscopy.
Oh.
Yeah. And they can detect that through an eye exam. They had a 7-year-old boy come in and it showed up in his eye exam. He went and had a colonoscopy. Now, imagine telling the parents of a 7-year-old, hey, your kid needs to have a colonoscopy by your eye doctor, right? But it turned out it was a very serious problem.
Hey, like we always say, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So, you know, look at these things and don't be afraid to ask questions and look outside your normal box.
Well, that's the thing. And I think most people are programmed to not ask questions to doctors.
Oh, no. Well, you walk in and you feel like you're talking to a superior most of the time.
Exactly.
And so you're afraid. You don't want to sound stupid. You want to you know, feel like you're understanding when you're really not.
Either that, or you want to tell them what you got.
Yeah.
Right.
I want you to be honest with me.
Right.
Tell me what's going on.
Right. But I think most people say, okay, I got a lot. You know, I probably got some fluid in my you know, whatever.
Get off Google.
Yeah. Oh man, that's the truth. Isn't
it is.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Well, so the lower back pain. Let's go back to that because that can be fixed with some CBD cream.
Oh,
right.
American Shaman.
I can tell you, American Shaman, who we've had on the show many times, they are doing such a great job and we've partnered up with them now.
Yeah.
And so if you go to either our main website at healthwatchkc.com, or if you want to go directly and shop for some of these products, because more people tell me, I don't know where to go for this.
Not exactly.
You know, I've heard of it.
And now there's so many things on the internet. There's a lot of other companies out there that they're putting some stuff in there. They're not quite up to par.
And I don't even know if American Shaman, the times we've had them on, I don't know if people know they're a Kansas City company.
Yeah, they're here.
And their distributorship or their warehouse is
here.
Right there.
We've been down
Southwest
there.
Boulevard.
We've seen the works.
Yeah. I mean, it's
a neat place.
It's a neat place.
Yeah. And they're growing. They're expanding.
Oh my
they're adding
gosh.
New lines.
Yeah.
And
But there's a lot of stuff on there and a lot of information that you can get. So if you go to cbdkc.net.
Yeah, that's it.
cbdkc.net. That takes you right to the products page.
Yep.
It tells you everything you need to know about CBD products.
And a lot of people are always asking, is this legal? Can I take
it? Yeah.
And which is a great question.
I think that's the question I asked the first time.
It is. And you know, and it's legal in all 50 states.
Yeah.
Kansas, they have a product now for Kansas because they have a zero tolerance for THC.
Which, by the way,
is minuscule to begin with.
0.3 THC.
Well, if you're in Kansas, guess what? You now get the THC-free product, and they're going to ship it to you automatically if you order it. So,
right. Or you can, you know, always come across the state line and meet a buddy.
You've got some in the back of your trunk. Right. You'll sell them.
Well, it is kind of crazy anymore because, you know, your kids, I remember, you know, you got to sneak into Colorado to get Coors. And now,
I do remember.
Yeah. But now, you know, you're looking for CBD, man.
CBD, man.
You got to have some of that stuff.
Gotta have it.
And it is wonderful stuff.
I use it on almost every patient that comes through the door.
Well, you use the water soluble stuff.
And then we've got the water soluble stuff. You can put it on your tongue. You're going to get the benefits from it. They've got a wonderful lineup. Go to the website.
And it is not, it doesn't take an hour to take effect. It's immediate.
No, it's quick.
It really is immediate.
Sure.
So cbdkc.net. is where to go. And if you want to send us an email. If you want to be on the show, if you're doing something in a holistic field, you want to be on the show, you go to healthwatchkc.com and you go to the comments page and you get a form there. Tell us who you'd like to see on the show.
Yeah.
You got a medical question.
Yeah.
Anything you got.
Sure. Let's get it going.
Yeah. And we'll talk about it on the air. And yeah, if you're doing something holistically in the Kansas City area, we're your guys.
Yeah. Let's talk. Let's get you on here.
We'll be David Clark. Dr. David Clark will be with us when we come back on Health Watch KC on KCMO. Doctor, my eyes. Oh, I guess we're back.
Apparently.
We're here.
Did he even tell us we were coming on?
It's Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather here on KCMO. And our good buddy, Dr. Clark, Dr. David Clark, is back grace us with his knowledge and his presence. And what else do you have?
You couldn't get anybody else to come. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The last two guys said no. No, of course, he's with Health Plus, and he's your boss.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So we're actually contractually have to have him on.
We have to.
Job security, I guess.
Job security.
Hey, yeah. We were just kind of talking off air about this mindfulness notion, and we had your friend.
Robin Todd.
Yeah, who does mindfulness, which I had never heard about. And I just cannot stop thinking about it now because it's so topsy-turvy to the way that everybody works, you know? And you said that that's kind of what you encourage some of your patients.
Yeah, we play. Many of our patients are in from other states, not other states of consciousness, but
that too.
That too. Yeah.
That too.
But different geographic states. And so one of my intents when I do a consultation, when I'm working with somebody, is to get them out of their pattern. So I don't call it so much mindfulness. It's just paying attention.
Sure.
And so you can imagine when somebody comes into my office and they've got a, you know, they've got their phone out with their list of things that they're going to tell me because they're used to seeing somebody for 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Right.
They got to read the list.
Right.
And I'm not really interested in the list. I can read it myself. Right. Just hand it to me.
Sure.
Save me time.
So, I got to tell them this. I got to tell them that.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife said, don't forget that.
Yes, absolutely. So very, very commonly, one of the strategies that I use is to tell people, or, well, I don't know about you. Well, I do, but I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, you do.
So
you asked me about my poop.
Yeah. Well,
first doctor to ever ask me about my poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we go right for the big stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Exactly.
We go right for the big stuff.
Yeah.
Part of when we are sick, when we're thinking all the time, think how many people have all these shoulds.
Yeah.
I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I can't do this. I have to do that. Is to try to interrupt that pattern. And so what I'll suggest to people is really simple stuff.
Right.
Like, okay, your assignment between now and when I see you again is to brush your teeth with the wrong hand. It's to put the wrong sock on first.
Yeah.
Put the wrong leg into your jeans or your trousers or whatever.
You ought to see the looks that patients give them. They're just spellbound.
I'm thinking of the people who are OCD.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
Oh, my gosh.
And so for those moments, if you can imagine, shave your face with the wrong hand.
Yeah.
Or your legs.
I don't necessarily think that's a good one.
Or shave your legs with the wrong hand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can do that.
I can do that, right?
Right.
So while you're doing it, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Right.
You're definitely
you are
in the
paying
moment.
Attention.
Yeah. You're in the moment there.
Yeah. And so that stops the chatter, the background noise. That's what stops. And so, you know, mindfulness is a specific technique, but it's basically interrupting a pattern. If it's a really extreme situation, if husband and wife are there, if they're a non-Amish, for example, and there's strife, you know, you can kind of feel the tension.
Right.
I'll say, okay, who usually drives? Well, the man.
Yeah.
I said, okay, switch drivers.
Right.
Oh, you're kidding. I said, no, you don't have to drive all the way back to Nebraska that way.
You're right.
But when you go for get lunch or you go get breakfast, switch drivers.
Switch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about showering, you know, where do you start?
When I shower?
When you shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you start?
My head.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for grins.
That's where I start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shift.
Do it the other way. Do you wash your feet?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I don't.
Right, because the water is where the soap starts off.
Exactly.
On top of your head.
Right.
It gets down to your feet. Yeah. I mean, guy washes his feet?
Should you wash your feet?
I do.
Well,
I tend to walk around barefoot.
Oh, okay.
So I tend to have really dirty feet.
Okay.
But putting the soap in the wrong hand.
Huh. Yeah.
So, you know, whatever it happens to be.
And so how does that affect people when they come back to see you?
They're with me.
Okay.
They're not with
They're paying attention.
They're paying attention. not to what they think they should be telling me.
Right.
But they'll come in, their faces are changed. We had a couple whose name you would know.
Yeah.
And they brought a friend from Western Nebraska. And she was very, 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 very stressed. And I said, okay, here's your assignment. I want you to go to breakfast, and I want you to flirt. She was a widow.
Yeah.
She says, I don't think I know how to flirt. And I said, well, of course you know how to flirt. No. And she'd been a widow for a few years. And I said, what I mean by when I say flirt is simply get the other person's attention.
Right.
Connect with that person. A smile, connect, you know, look at their face, look at their eyes, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, the waiter, waitress, whoever, somebody at the next table, just a little, all you're doing, the clerk at the store.
Right.
Just make a connection. That's, for me, that's flirting.
Yeah.
And I said, but you can't tell them.
That you're flirting. Yeah. I'm starting to flirt with you. Yeah. Here comes some flirting.
Yes. I said, yes. You cannot tell your friends what you're doing.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, your friends. Yeah. Okay.
Friends. You can't tell your friends what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I said, when you come back from breakfast, I'm going to ask them what they think you were doing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So, well, there's a lot of social experimentation on
there
here.
There is.
I love
there's
that.
There's a whole bunch going on.
That's good.
So they went out to breakfast, and everybody came back, you know, nice, full complexion. You know, when we're relaxed, our faces would glow a little bit more and more circulation.
Right.
Laughing it up, had a great time. I said, well, you know, I asked them, what do you think happened? And they looked at each other. It was Wilma. And Wilma said, so-and-so was hitting on my husband.
Oh, no. That's great.
But it loosens everybody up, and now they're here.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, now we're right here, and it's so hard. You know, it's like I tell people, I like flowers. So I planted 1,000 new daffodil bulbs this year. I can plant daffodil bulbs and worry. Well, I can.
Yeah.
But if I'm planting them with my wrong hand, or if I'm turned a different way, then I have to pay attention to what I'm doing.
See, and that is a lot, you know, because we have horses, and that's why equine therapy is used a lot in treatment of PTSD.
Right.
Mm. Because those folks have such a buildup in their mind.
Sure. But chaos.
Yeah. But when you're around horses, you better pay attention.
Yeah, you got to be.
Yeah.
And
plus, horses are so sensitive to what you're thinking, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They have to be there. And boy, that's.
Well, we all run these scripts all the time.
Yeah.
We just all do. And so a lot of what, when I do with them, with somebody is to interrupt them. Is just because, like, go back to the PTSD. Of what value are those memories?
Right.
Or what value are those feelings? So what if we let them go for 15 seconds or 15 minutes or maybe a day?
Right.
We're not losing. And the person then gets to become more three-dimensional, if you will.
You know, I try to do that a lot with humor because not a lot of people get humor in their daily life.
Correct.
Or ever.
Right.
And especially people that just do stuff like you're talking about all the time.
Yes.
I went to the optometrist. I made an optometrist appointment. And, you know, the same kind of questions. And I didn't fill out the form online. And I said, what if I can't see the building? I said, what if my vision is so bad I can't see the building? Is there some kind of a beeping mechanism that I can follow? And it took her a little bit, but then she started laughing. Yeah, she said, we'll have somebody come and get you.
Yes. You know. Yeah, and it's the interrupting. You know, again, when we do a consult, I have, no matter how long I take, if it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or whatever, I want to cut through the brush.
Yep.
And so when you meet somebody, you have your persona. You know, how do you do?
Right. Right. Yes.
You know, fine. Sure. Yeah. You know, those types of things. And so I try to avoid those. Hmm. And that works. You know, so the average.
Well, your whole deal is totally different. I mean, you know, like you say, we just had somebody on from Prime Sleep talking about how, 6 out of 10 doctors
They don't even talk about insomnia.
No, they don't talk, and the patients don't even know they can ask. You know, your consultation is how long, I mean, ever how long it takes.
As long as it takes.
Right?
Yeah, and to go quickly, it's just taking away the automatic responses.
Yeah.
So when the average person says, how are you?
Yep.
My average response is, I don't know.
That's good.
And it works.
Yeah, right.
Because we're so patterned to expect, when I say, how are you? I'm not really asking.
Right.
How are you?
Yeah.
And you don't really care.
Right.
So if I say, I don't know, I haven't decided yet. It's you know, it's early. And that.
I'll let you know in a few
I'll
minutes.
I'll let you know. Yeah. You know. Or some days, you know, you think it starts good and then it goes bad and I don't want to judge too soon.
Right. So, right. Right.
And that alone is enough to interrupt the whole.
Yeah.
The whole, this is why I'm here to see you. I've got 5 minutes.
Puts them on a totally different level.
Yeah. Or if they want to shake my hand, I'll use my left hand.
So you know, I used to work for KCTV5 for a couple of years. The news director there, and I would complain to him, and I go, why is every story bloody? Why is every story so bad? Why do you have to, you know, let's do some upbeat. He goes, let me give you an example. If I meet you right now, and I say, hey, Randy, how are you doing? And you go, fine, conversation's over. Mm-hmm. If I say, Randy, how you doing? And you go, boy, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do what we do.
Exactly. Yeah. It's to get out of those autopilot.
I said, but, you know, my argument was, I don't say to you, I killed a man. Because you get the point.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody about the blood.
Dr. David Clark from Health Plus in Oak Grove, Missouri. Man, I'll tell you what, I tell so many people about you because there is nobody else like you. And take that any way you'd like.
All right.
But what's the best way for people to find out about more about Health Plus?
What is it, Dr. Prater?
The website would be www.healthplus.clinic.
All right. We're going to have you back
on. Just keep me in the back.
Right. We'll be right back here. Health Watch KC on KCMO.
I saw country doctor asked him what was wrong with me.
You're listening to Health Watch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather.
Dr. Rich Prather,
we're back
with your radio adjustment. How many that is what you do as a chiropractor? That's got to be physically exhausting, seriously, because you like literally climb on top of people.
Not exactly.
Well, it's something like that. But I mean, it's very.
I'm not sure what chiropractor you see.
Well, after the statute of limitations, but I mean,
technically, the force that I put into you, I receive also. So yes.
Well, may the
I do have friends who have hurt shoulders and elbows over the years.
Yeah, I'll bet. I mean, that's got to be exhausting, though. Meanwhile, Dr. David Clark, who joins us in this segment.
It's too darn lazy to do.
It's not, there's no physical at all with you.
No, right? No, nothing. Ew.
So, you know, in the last segment, Dr. Prather was talking about how he washes his feet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, I've got another question because I got made fun of a lot on a radio one time for the fact that a lot of times if I'm rushing somewhere, and when you grow up in the South, this happens a lot too, but I don't take a full shower. I just kind of wash off.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had ever heard. I mean, nobody in the whole area had heard of just washing off.
Yes.
That's a thing, isn't it?
It is. It is a thing.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a backward thing.
I came from Tennessee. I knew no other.
I have friends from the South. They wash off.
Yeah. I got to go in here and wash off real quick, mm-hmm. and then we can go.
Yeah, or take a quick sponge bath. I mean, think about
the sponge bath.
Yeah, right. I mean, at the kitchen sink.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I've washed my hair in the kitchen sink before.
Sure. Yeah. As long as you wash, that's all we care.
I think that's all. Yeah. That's all you got to do. All right, let's talk about hormones.
I don't know anything.
Yes, you do. You know everything about hormones.
No, I don't.
In fact, that was one of the things that when my wife and I started going to Health Plus, that was one of the fascinating things that we talked about because we go, how come we've been going to doctors all our lives and they never ask about hormones, nor did they test for how your hormone levels are?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We don't blame it all on you.
The hormone thing is fun. It's fascinating. Dr. Prather and I work together, and you know, we'll little by little, we'll have kind of a fun case, and it's like, okay, what's going on here? And if we take care of this, and if we take care of this, and we adjust this over here, and we boot, you know, the hormones are going to get better. So, hormone. Did you take Greek in school?
I took 3 years of Latin.
Okay. Well, hormone is a Greek word, so you can't tell me.
Yeah.
Hormone is actually a Greek word that kind of means push things along, move things along.
Oh, okay.
So hormones are chemicals. They're protein strands that are secreted one place, like in your thyroid, and they go into the bloodstream, and then they go through the bloodstream, and they tell the other parts of the body what to do. So they're, in a sense, they're kind of like messengers. And so without hormones, we're dead.
So you'd think every doctor would test for those.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
I mean, seriously, if a person has no thyroid hormones, they die. If you have no adrenal hormones, you die.
Yeah.
You just go on down. If you have no pancreatic hormones, you die.
Well, especially the adrenal gland.
Yeah.
I mean that's everything has to do with that, right?
Well, yeah, and we see the adrenal gland being a problem so often because the adrenal gland makes progesterone, which is we think of as a girl hormone, but it's for both boys and girls. Mm-hmm. The adrenals make DHEA, which is a meta hormone. From DHEA, we make other things. The adrenals make cortisol. And so each one of those has a particular role. So in our world, I see a few people who have stress.
Yeah.
And most of us have chronic stress. You know, we...
And have no idea that you're having chronic stress.
Sometimes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes some people say, you know, I guess I'm just used to this because I don't feel stressed.
You'll hear that quite a bit.
That's common.
I'll bet.
Or, you know, the parakeet that's been my buddy for 13 years all of a sudden is on the bottom of the cage.
Yeah, right.
You know, or something more drastic than that. And the adrenals are supposed to say, okay, I'm going to get you through this. And kind of give us a boost. And when it goes in day after day after day and year after year, the adrenals say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Man, I would like to help, but I'm out.
But we're done.
We're done. Yeah.
But you guys, in determining what the levels are, you can take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. We take care of it
most of the time.
We take care of it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, every so often, I'll go through with the staff, I go through it with patients. There's a whole cascade of, we start with what most people don't realize is the beginning ingredient in hormones, in all hormones, is cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Huh.
That's the number one ingredient.
Ooh, that's a bad word.
Yeah. So guess what happens when we push your cholesterol level low?
Yeah.
We impair the body's ability to make hormones.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we have cholesterol, we have vitamin D, then we have pregnenolone, which is another meta hormone. Then we have DHEA, and then we have progesterone and estrogen and testosterone. Those are just the steroid hormones, and we got to have them. And it's not for, there are advertisements on the radio and the television.
Right. Low T.
Low T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And we all need some, and we need it. You know, the number one tissue in the body that has the most testosterone receptors, it's not below your belt.
It's not?
It's not. It's your heart muscle.
Yeah.
You don't hear many commercials about that.
No, come in and get your heart muscle fixed.
Right. Hey, we got to wrap this up. Man, I just love having you on the show because you're so knowledgeable, Dr.
Clark.
We'll
have him back.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll talk about poop next time.
I hope so. and, of course, Health Plus is where you can find Dr. Clark. And what's that?
www.healthplus.clinic.
We will see you back here next week for a brand new edition of Health Watch KC right here on KCMO. Health Watch KC is brought to you by Prime Sleep, American Shaman CBD, and by Health Plus.
The preceding program was sponsored by Brainstorm Media.